Welcome to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World, with CEO and award-winning author, Yvette Bethel. This podcast is dedicated to supporting leaders with a variety of solutions to build trust, inspire authentic change, and improve morale within your organization. Learn how to grow your people, build your culture, and transform your results.
Welcome to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World. I am your host, Yvette Bethel, and this episode is about knowing when to let go. In life and business, there are three points in time you should develop the skills to identify. There is the point of no return, which is the point after which you cannot turn back. This is a time when it's best to keep moving forward because the cost of returning to the starting point is too great. A second point in time leaders can develop the skill to recognize is knowing when to hold on to a position, despite external pressures, to fall in line with the status quo. A third important threshold leaders should become adept at identifying is knowing when to let go. Opportunities to let go can emerge in numerous circumstances. It can mean letting go of your position in order to allow persons to feel safe about sharing their ideas. Or it can be as heartbreaking as knowing when your contributions are no longer valued by your employer and it's time to part ways. We often hear adages like, never give up, or if at first you don't succeed, try again. In fact, for some of us, these axioms are deeply ingrained drivers of our behaviors. When these sayings become a part of our intrinsic motivational system, they have a way of causing us to continuously exert ourselves, even after it becomes clear to others that we should have let go a long time ago. These adages and ones like them create the mindset of perseverance, and perseverance and patience are often touted as virtuous qualities. Because of this, leaders may draw the conclusion that letting go is the antithesis of perseverance. But this is not necessarily the case. You can let go and persevere. All it means is you will change direction or use another strategy because the old one is not working. In other words, letting go in the context of perseverance means you have come to the understanding that the path you were on was not the one that will get you where you need to go. In the song The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, he gives the advice that you should know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, and know when to run. What he's really saying is, the same response to every situation is not appropriate. In the leadership context, this is an adaptive model. It involves providing a different yet appropriate response to each circumstance. There are various contexts in which leaders can miss the fact that the end has come and gone. It can happen when working with a client and your project is not progressing the way you expected. You've poured so much into making it a success, but circumstances present you with one obstacle after another. Our thinking in situations like these is that we've invested so much time and energy that we have to see it through. Instead, you can take a step back to discern if you are not letting go because letting go is tantamount to admitting to failure or defeat. Seek to understand your own motives and watch external signs so you can make better informed decisions. In fact, if you make an objective decision to pull out, one that is free from self-flagellation, you may be able to innovate a positive alternative solution that sets the right tone. It's important to know when to let go, because you can waste time, energy, and money if you miss the opportunity to step away. If you are intent on making the situation work and other stakeholders are not willing to make the same investment, you may find yourself in a frustrating holding pattern. Knowing when to let go means you need skills of perception that will help you identify when you're doing the same thing over and over and it's not getting you anywhere. It means you should clearly define what progress looks like. For instance, pattern of two steps forward and one step back is actually progress. Conversely, you should also be able to identify when circumstances seem successful on the surface. In situations like these, superficial success can lead to debilitating consequences. The Wells Fargo Bank scandal is a case in point. The appearances of success can lull leaders into thinking, because profits are steady, there's no need to let go or change. Knowing when to let go is a decision that can come with perceived risks. Developing this type of acumen can evolve based on integrity, experience, critical thinking skills, and instinct. Here are a few steps you can take to understand if it's time for you to let go. Have a conversation with someone who can be an objective sounding board. Seek fresh insights. Make every effort to avoid overlooking or disregarding obvious signs that your time is up. Analyze the facts. Navigate your emotions so they don't impair your decision-making process, and so you don't affect or infect the team with unproductive emotions. Recognize when you have lost your passion. It will become harder and harder for you to keep yourself motivated. And understand when you may have overstayed your welcome. In a complex era of change, knowing when to let go is an invaluable leadership competence. This is because leaders can get stuck in familiar and comfortable patterns that form culture. Knowing when to let go allows leaders to be both proactive and disruptive at the same time. Thank you for joining me at Evolve. Mastery for Leading the New World. Join me this and every Monday for a new episode. In the meantime, remember to know when to let go.
Thanks for listening to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World. Visit YvetteBethel.com to learn more about Yvette's leadership programs and to download her free gift, Success Tips for Igniting Your Career.